The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Hosk Royal. For as long as anyone can remember, Hosk has been terrorizing the downtown district of Skyton. As a baby, he was brought to town by a group of traders who found him in the wreckage of a river caravan, the only survivor of a raider attack. A Barangay family took him in and cared for him. But as he grew, his behavioral problems became more and more apparent. He was always getting into trouble, fighting, violent outbursts, petty theft, and bullying other children. When he was 10, his adoptive parents, having fallen on hard times, left Skyton, leaving Hosk behind. From that time onwards, he lived on the streets, and soon wound up working for Boss Castle as a runner and a messenger boy. Castle controlled the young Hosk with narcotics, offering them initially for free, and once he was addicted, only in exchange for work. As he grew older and stronger, Hosk's talents for intimidation and cruelty made him suitable for a higher position. He served as a foot soldier, debt collector, and for a while was a trusted member of Castle's organization. However, his uncontrollable temper and addiction led to a number of serious problems. These culminated in beating a shopkeeper to death for late payment of protection money. His instructions had been only to frighten him. This ended his brief upward climb in Castle's organization, as well as his fledgling self-respect. His downward spiral was as spectacular as it was predictable. Hosk is a cowardly, wretched, and violent creature, only thinking of what he has to do to get his next fix. He is too unpredictable, even for Castle's group. And so he was assigned to the misfit crew of Kaneda Gris, the home of the Moonlake Syndicate's most wayward and uncontrollable members. Despite his strength, Hosk would always rather strangle someone from behind than put up a fair fight. He is a cheat and a liar, as pathetic as he is dangerous, hated by most, but occasionally even his limited talents are of use. He fears and hates Kaneda in equal measure. Berserk fury, tempered only by his cowardice and self-hatred. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.